Several factors went into the decision to close the cable car cinema, says owners Daniel Camille and Emily Steffian. Among them, the changing habits of media consumers, the phasing out of single-screen cinemas, and the fact that Camille and Steffian don't own the building. Camille says there were talks with the landlord, the Rhode Island School of Design, for about a year, but nothing ever panned out.
But like when we look out at the 5 to 10 year horizon, we'll have no equity in it, and you know, we weren't going to sink in a ton of money into something that wasn't ours.
Expanding the cinema into a second story was one of the options proposed, but RISD VP of Campus Services, Jack Silva, says it wasn't feasible. Silva says, like the rest of the community, RISD is saddened and surprised by this decision.
We intend to take this one day at a time and see what the future brings. And we're open to, possibilities of reuse of the building, either as a cinema or whatever comes next.
Silva says the cable car does have the option to stay for as long as a decade under the current lease agreement, but the owners say they plan to close down at the end of next month. Talia Blake, Rhode Island Public Radio.